What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Rated Excellent, my little corner of the internet where I can talk about movies, TV, whatever the fuck
I want to.
And it's been like 3 weeks. For anybody that suffers from pollen allergies, you can probably still hear it a little bit. But if you suffer from pollen allergies, you know what's been going on the last couple of weeks, because you're probably in the same boat. Fucking pollen season sucks ass. I'm one of the unfortunate ones that have both spring and summer allergies. And I've gone through all kinds of different allergy medications, and they worked for a couple of years and then they stopped working. So this year I'm trying to figure out which one I can go back to that's going to work. In the meantime, you got the scratchy throat, the sniffles, the burning eyes, the swollen sinuses. It fucking sucks. A few days ago, I tried to do a short stream, and I think it went okay, but in the back of my head, like, I just felt I was real nasally and kind of monotone like this the whole time, and that doesn't sound good to me, so I'm sure it doesn't sound good to a lot of people, but this is the best that I've felt in a couple of days. We had some pretty hard rain recently, and, you know, thankfully rain washes the pollen off and it kind of keeps it down for a day or so. So I got a little bit of a reprieve, and I figured I better take advantage of it, because who knows when the next time it'll rain and things will kind of calm down a little bit. So, a lot has happened since the last recording, and let me preface right quick with, I typically, in editing, remove any types of, like, the throat clearing and, like, the nose whistles and stuff like that. I don't think I'm going to be able to catch every single one of them while editing this one, just because it's pretty much every breath I take is having that result. With that said, like I said, a lot has happened since the last one of these I recorded, and probably the biggest and most recent news thing that is happening and affecting, you know, content across the entire internet in one way or another, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, Warner Brothers Discovery, or whatever the fuck they're called, their decision to shut down Rooster Teeth is a fucking heavy one. I would like to talk about this in great detail, but I still don't know the full story. I'm sure nobody really knows the full story, but, like, I haven't had enough time to read any of the community posts or anything other than the initial press release. Like, I haven't watched any of their videos, heard any of the podcast follow-ups, any of that. And I'm sure there's a lot of stuff they're still not allowed to talk about, you know, for, like, non-disclosure shit. So I would like to talk about that in detail, but like I said, I don't know enough about the situation currently that I really want to start that discussion. And I also haven't really processed how I feel about this. My initial reaction was, yeah, I kind of saw it coming. But it goes a lot deeper than that, and that is definitely going to have to be a more outlined discussion that I'm going to have to sit down and really put my thoughts on paper I don't really script these out, but something like that, much like the TOC retrospective episodes that I plan to do, those are going to have to follow more of a structured thought process. Typically, I just kind of come in here with a roundabout idea of what I want to talk about, and I just wing it. But I can't do that with those two topics and a couple other topics that I do want to address at some point. They just deserve a little more respect than that. But I will say, like I said, the announcement that they're shutting down, I'm not surprised by it, per se. I'm a little shocked that it happened when it did. I figured probably one, maybe two more years, and that would be a thing. Or push it to 25 years, and then that'd be it. But catching it right on the edge of 21 years, honestly, that's a little fucked up. But like I said, I think a lot of people saw it coming, saw the writing on the wall. But it just didn't expect it to happen the way that it happened. All right, so with that out of the way and addressed right off the top of the show, I guess let's get into the little intro that we've been developing. And what have I been playing? Well, obviously, if you've been following the streams, I've been playing Halo Reach. We finished that out and jumped into Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary. Of course, all this is on the Master Chief Collection, so it's a nice, seamless, just everything works. The transition into Combat Evolved Anniversary was not exactly the game that I wanted to jump into. But again, with the pollen and the way that my voice is acting up, and it's already starting to get a little raspy. That's where it's starting to get a little raspy. So I know that I know the Halo games well enough that I can talk with a more direct matter. Like, the game itself has enough talking in it to where I can take a little bit of a break for story reasons, so I don't have to keep talking. Though that would be like when I mute my mic right quick and get something to drink. And that was kind of the biggest reason why we jumped right into Combat Evolved Anniversary. Off stream, kind of still been dabbling around with Minecraft. That's been fucking dangerous because you can lose so many hours in Minecraft just doing nothing. Like, I decided to build this fucking like underwater mansion thing, and it looks dope as shit. It's nowhere near finished. But then I looked at the clock and I was like, I've been doing this for 6 hours. I need to step away. But yeah, I think once Combat Evolved Anniversary is done on the streams, I do need to do something other than Halo. It's kind of thinking either another Sonic game or South Park Fractured Butthole, or I don't know, maybe even like an Assassin's Creed game. Don't know. Guess we'll have to see when it gets closer. And maybe I'll like throw a poll up in the chat on the last Halo stream and put a couple options in there and see what people think. Let's see. Outside of those two games, I haven't really been playing much of anything. Been really busy at work. That was almost a topic of discussion, and it probably will be. At some point, another one of what will become a famous Exe rants. But I just don't have the vocal prowess and the energy, thanks to this wonderful spring weather to really convey what I really want to get across in that next rant thing. So that's going to have to be on the back burner, but I'm not going to forget it. It's something that really pissed me off. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of like doing the rant podcasts. So that might be a more regular thing. Like maybe once a month, I'll just do like a fucking rant about everything. So watching, kind of watched a couple of things that, you know, just are old, you know, wasn't feeling great and just kind of wanted some comfort movies. So typically when I don't feel good, my go-to movies are the live action Resident Evil movies. I know they carry a fucking bad rap, but I enjoy them. And those are also going to be something I talk about one day and why I like them. Unfortunately, they're not available as a whole, like entire, like Resident Evil 1 through Final Chapter on any streaming service that I could find without having to like purchase them digitally. And I didn't feel like doing that. Yeah, so I didn't feel like purchasing Resident Evil movies. Sorry, I don't really remember what the last thing I said was. I just had a big coughing attack that y'all will never know about because it got edited out. So instead, I watched Ready Player One again. That's a really good movie. It's got some pacing issues, but that's a really good movie. I watched another movie before that. Don't remember what it was. And of course, we've been still making our way through 1999 WWF, now WWE wrestling stuff. Just made it through the King of the Ring pay-per-view. So I think we're like somewhere around June 1999. And the closer to 2000 that we get, the more I'm starting to like really be like, it's getting close. This is about where I started watching, you know, originally. So I'm getting really excited for that. And then something that I've never mentioned before, even though I watch them pretty much every week, is the whole One Chicago series, Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire. Honestly, when all of those seasons first started, or series, not seasons, they were all really good in their respective fields. Like Chicago Fire was like really focused on the firefighting thing. I mean, yeah, there's a little soap opera drama in there, but it was firefighting. Chicago PD, you know, police department stuff, little soap opera, yada yada. In the last, I don't know, probably 3 to 4 seasons of each of those shows, it's transitioned more to, it's a lot more soap opera and a lot less focus on the fire and the medical stuff. So in that sense, I admit that it is kind of trash TV, but I like it. And I feel like they're all probably about due to have their series finales. Like, I really think that probably next year's seasons will probably be it. Like, it's over. In fact, on Chicago Fire, it's been on for years and years and years. So if you haven't watched it at this point, shame on you. Spoilers, all that. Pretty much all the original characters have been killed off or moved away. I think there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 of the original main characters and a couple of the supporting characters from the original cast are still active. Yeah, that's pretty much all I've been watching. Yeah, that's definitely all it's been. Because, like I said, I've been between not feeling good and being busy at work. There hasn't really been a whole lot of time to watch stuff. I mean, we watched wrestling in like 45-minute increments. So it's taking quite a while. I mean, it took four fucking nights to watch King of the Ring. Let's see. I don't have anything prepared for remain, remove, or shit. I don't even remember what the third part of it was. Remake? Or remaster? Whatever the third part. I don't have anything prepared, so I guess we're just going to skip that this week. And we'll check back in on that probably in the next episode. So now on to the actual topic of the podcast. So I kind of just wanted to talk about like other podcasts that I listen to. I know that's kind of like a weird thing to talk about, but like, I didn't listen to podcasts for a long, long, long time. And then I started listening to, of all things, the Rooster Teeth podcast. And I didn't actually start listening to it. I would watch it on YouTube. So I don't know how it's worked in the last couple of years. Well, not a couple of years, like the last year. And I'll get into that in just a second. But the way they used to do it is it would be live, live streamed and recorded on Monday at like 5 p.m. or 7 p.m. or something like that. But only to Rooster Teeth First members, which is like their Patreon program. And then 2 days later, they would post the video slightly edited down. And then the audio version on YouTube and podcast apps. So like, I would put that on, you know, while cleaning up around the house. This is actually when we were trying to do YouTube full time. So I stayed home all the time working on assets, editing, all that stuff. And when it was something that when like I wasn't editing videos and having to listen to something, I would put on the RT podcast. You know, just something to kind of keep me company, so to speak. Then I think the next podcast that I started listening to was the Off Topic podcast, which was Achievement Hunter podcast. And then from there, I tried the Funhouse podcast. I was up and down with them. And just over the years, I've moved on to completely non-Rooster Teeth related podcasts. But a lot of them still are tied to Rooster Teeth. So, circling back to the news of them shutting down, a lot of my day-to-day at this point, I listen to a lot of podcasts. They keep me company. I'm in a very lonely setting in my real job. Like I'm alone in a vehicle for hours at a time. So listening to podcasts kind of makes me feel like I'm not alone. And I'm sure other people do this, but like, if they ask a question on a podcast, I catch myself answering the question. And then, you know, the other people on the podcast, they answer the question too. And it's like, laugh, laugh, ha ha, cool. So with a lot of those podcasts possibly going away, I am a little concerned about how that's going to affect my everyday work life at this point. But at the same time, that if those podcasts shut down and the people that I like that do them, they just say, you know what, I'm done, I'm gonna retire, that's me. That's cool, great for them. And all that does is open up the ability for me to find other podcasts that I would never be seeking out without this newfound possible hole in my day that I need to get filled. But real quick before I get into my list, like I said, I was going to talk about RT Podcast about probably about a year ago. Well, actually, it can go even farther than that. When Bernie left the RT Podcast, I started to lose interest then because the revolving cast of people that they tried to replace him with, it just wasn't funny. It wasn't interesting to me. And I just lost interest. And then, even though I like Gus, I like Gavin, I like Barbara on the podcast, it just wasn't that same vibe. And it was also about that same time that I stopped doing Off Topic as well, which I think Off Topic shut down not long after I stopped listening, maybe like 3-4 months. But I stopped listening to the RT Podcast. I came back for a couple of episodes when Gus was leaving, and then I tried to give the new cast a fair chance. I listened to about 4 episodes, and it was just not for me. So I completely unsubscribed from RT Podcast. Off Topic was already done at that point. I'd already given up on Red Web. And yeah, Red Web just, I'm not really into the whole true crime thing. I enjoyed some of the episodes, but it just wasn't for me. So let me pull up my podcast app and let's go through a few of these. So even though I just said I'm not really into true crime, which this is more conspiracy theory, there's a difference between true crime and conspiracy theory. So the first podcast on my list is the Chilluminati Podcast. That's got Jesse Cox and Alex Fasciani in it and somebody else. I don't actually know what the third person does, but Jesse Cox is pretty big on Twitch and YouTube, and Alex Fasciani is part of Super Beer Brothers. Like I said, I don't know what the third guy does, but I've listened to pretty much every episode. Like, I even went back and listened to the whole backlog. Some things I've skipped that I'm just not interested in, where they go more into the true crime thing, but like all the conspiracy shit, I'm here for it. Next up is pretty much a Monday through Friday on my way to work staple at this point, is Bernie's new podcast with Ashley, Morning Somewhere. Really feels like the old RT Podcast days. Like, no secret, Bernie is who I related to the most in the RT Podcast. I'm going to circle back to that one because that's actually like 5 podcasts on one feed. So I'm going to circle back to that. About 6 months ago, I came across this podcast called the Resident Evil Lorecast. And they just went through like every game, very detailed, talking about the games, the movies, the Netflix show, the CGI movies, about to start talking about the books. It's kind of nerdy, but it's cool at the same time. I also listen to the Let's Talk Resident Evil podcast, which is a little more of a different approach. They're more of like a news and review rather than an in-depth discussion. So I like them too. I still have the OT3 podcast saved on my phone, that was a Rooster Teeth affiliate podcast. It's just three of the girls that work there. I think they were all editors and like talking about like anime tropes and all that stuff. It was funny. I'm not going to mention that podcast because that's a work-related podcast. And everything else... Oh, well, I listen to the Kinda Funny X-Cast, but I don't listen to it religiously. Like, I'll go weeks without listening to it, but I'll listen to the old episodes, too, and catch up. In fact, that's probably what I'm going to be doing this week, is catching up on old episodes of the X-Cast. And the reason why I do that is because the host of it, Snowbike Mike, he's just got so much fucking energy and so much charisma that when I start to listen to it, when the episode's over and that's the end of it for a week, I don't like that. Like, I want to hear multiple episodes in a row of him just hyping shit up left and right. So, that's it for, like, the random podcast. These next one, two, three. These next three are all Rooster Teeth-related podcasts, so these are the ones that I'm worried are going to disappear. First up's Anma with Jeff and Gus. Jeff is by far my favorite creator at Rooster Teeth since forever. Pretty much any content he's in, I'm going to give it a try. So, I'll be honest. Gus is not like... he's not really entertaining to me. I like some of the stuff that he's been in. He's been funny in a lot of stuff, but, like, I would not follow Gus the way I follow Jeff. So, this is their podcast together. They just kind of, like, tell old stories about, you know, young Rooster Teeth and young Austin and all that. And just the shit that they've seen change over the years. Honestly, it's not my favorite of these three podcasts, but it's on there. I listen to pretty much every episode that comes out. The next one is So All Right, which is Jeff's solo podcast. And this is just where, like, he talks about random shit just like I do. Like, he doesn't really have a centralized topic that he sticks to every week. It's just like, so I was thinking, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's what I had to say about that. Have a good day. All right. And that's pretty much every episode. I'm not going to mention that podcast just because it's a little weird. It's not that I'm ashamed of it, but it would probably reveal too much on a personal level. And, you know, I'm from the Wild West era of the internet, where you don't just put all of your information out there. And I still believe in that. So the other podcast that's Rooster Teeth based is Fuckface. 50-50 shot if I actually went in and censored it like it's supposed to. But this has Jeff again, and Gavin, and some guy that I guess they know in Canada named Andrew. And I'll admit, Andrew's kind of a... he's like a fucking Deadpool type character. He's kind of evil, but everything has good intentions at the same time. But yeah, I'll be honest, Gavin's not really my favorite either. Kind of like Gus. I'll watch stuff with him and I'll list stuff in them. But Gavin isn't the big pull for that show. But he's there, so I listen. So if those three podcasts go away, that's going to be roughly, I don't know, 2.5 to 3 hours of my week that I'm going to have to fill with something to replace those. Then the other podcast that I have, it's all technically one podcast, but it's 5 different podcasts on 2 different feeds. So the first one is available to everybody, and it's Remember the Game. And it's a retro gaming review podcast. The dude that does it is, he's just a regular dude. I've actually talked about him before on the podcast. His name's Adam Blank. And he's part of the reason why I do a podcast now is because, like I said, he's just a regular dude. He had never done internet content before and is just like, I want to do a podcast. And I started listening, and he did an episode where he taught like how he got started, the equipment he uses. And like, I've been putting off doing a podcast for probably close to 5 years now, before I started this one, like a actual podcast. We've tried a couple of podcasts, but they didn't really pan out more than a few weeks. But the fact that he had nothing to do with internet content, and then all of a sudden, he's like one of the biggest gaming podcasts like on the platform now. Why the fuck can't I just start talking into a microphone that doesn't involve playing a video game all the time? So, yeah, that one is the free one. It's available to everybody. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. Must warn you, the intros are a little long, but they're good. And then the other 4 podcasts are also from Adam Blank, but they're locked behind the Patreon wall. And it is still the only creator that I support on Patreon, period. And like, I'm a top tier level supporter, like maxed out. And he does 4 other podcasts that are behind that. He's got Expansion Pass, which is just like another topic, like top 10 NES games or, you know, something like that. And then Game Patch, which is a game news show. Very reminiscent of, actually, The Patch that was a Rooster Teeth podcast, except it's just one person talking about news instead of 3 people or 4 people. Rambling Idiot, which is probably more in tune with my podcast because it's just, he just sits down and hits record and doesn't really have a plan. It just becomes what it is. And then the newest one is Purple Monkey Dishwasher, which is him and another person are watching every episode of The Simpsons and giving an episode by episode review. And not gonna lie, I was a little slighted by that because that was kind of one of the ideas that I had for doing a podcast. Not specifically with The Simpsons, it was, but a very closely related show to The Simpsons that definitely doesn't take place in the year 3000, which is in the future. Those who know, you know. So yeah, right now those are most of the podcasts that I listen to. Some other, I guess, runner-ups I've got a couple of episodes of Lisa Foyles' podcast, Temperamental, downloaded. I haven't listened to them yet. So I don't know if I actually like her podcast yet. There's another Resident Evil podcast called First Aid Spray. I've got a couple of those downloaded. Haven't started listening to it yet. Same thing with a podcast called Adult Children. And that's pretty much it. I've got a couple of one-off episodes of stuff, but nothing that I think is going to be like a serious addition. But yeah, I guess if the Rooster Teeth Podcast Network fizzles out and they're no longer releasing episodes, I guess I'll be on the lookout for new podcasts. So if you're listening to this on YouTube and you made it this far, if you've got a podcast that is anything like the ones that I've listed out so far, leave it in the comments. I'll definitely check them out. Even if it's your own podcast, I'll check that out too. Even if it's not related to anything topically, like I said, I'll at least listen to one episode. As long as I have the time. Now, if like a million of you comment down there with a million different episodes of podcasts, I can't guarantee I'll get to every one of those, but I could probably guarantee at least the first 50 I get, I will certainly give a listen to and at least put a reply under your comment when I have listened to it, so you'll know. Yeah, this was kind of a weird episode, so I think that's where I'm going to end. And hopefully by next week, I'll have found some allergy medication that will kind of return me back to normal, because now my throat is getting kind of slimy and my nose is like completely closed. So I'm sure my voice just sounds wonderful at this point. So let's not dilly-dally anymore. Let's go ahead and bring this to a close. As always, check the show notes or the description box in those affiliate sections. If you're interested in any of those products, please use that link. Most of them do have some type of discount for you, as well as a little bit of a kickback for me. So it goes both ways with helping each other. Check out the VODs for the streams that are now coming out pretty regularly. And oh, real quick, I get this little email from YouTube every month for every channel that I manage, and some of them I'll never mention because I don't have anything directly to do with them. It's other people's content entirely, so it's not my business of theirs to put out. But I got the email for the channels that I manage, and the Triforce of Chaos archive page is still averaging like 200 to 300 views a month, which is fucking insane because none of those videos get advertised at all. So it's just people stumbling across them or old fans that are going back and like rewatching that shit. So if any of y'all also listen to this and are hearing this right now, you guys are fucking awesome. It's cool that y'all still appreciate the old content, and it's cool if some of you have migrated over here, and even if you went to Cold Bay Games as well, you know, that's fucking cool that you stuck around or you're going back and checking that stuff out. Like I said, we don't advertise that at all. It's essentially a dead channel now because all the content is there. The only thing I have anything to do with is I get that letter, that email every month with some basic stats in it. Aaron or Coldbane, whatever he's going by now, has nothing to do with it. Other than I think some of his playlists of series that started on TOC and went to his channel. Some of those overlap with the new web addresses, but we're completely done with that. And of course, anything on that channel is never monetized, so it's just there for anybody that used to like the content, or anybody new can still come across that content. So again, you guys are fucking awesome for still doing that, if anybody's listening to this. And who do we want to share this with this week? I know. Let's share it with the checkout lady at the Walgreens or CVS pharmacy when you're buying your allergy medicine. And be like, hey, this podcast is done by a guy that's got allergies that needs this medicine that I'm buying. Listen to it. You're going to like it. They might not like it, but they'll probably like it. Anyway, let's stop.